It's Jim 1077. It is 722 right now on a rainy Wednesday morning, but that will clear up later on this afternoon. Daytime highs today between 70 and 75. And Pebbles, some special guests in the studio with us this morning.
Yes, definitely. Karen Hollis, she's here with us. She is a medium psychic, and she's here with the Goners Paranormal Team. We got the whole Dark Manor covered this Halloween season.
That's right. I want to talk to Kurt Knapp. He's part of Goners. Tell us what you guys do, what you're all about. You're right here in Connecticut.
Primarily, we investigate residential hauntings. People may buy a new house, they may move into an older house, and suddenly they realize they're not alone, and you know, they'll see things move or hear voices or whatever, and they'll give us a call and ask us to come over and take a look. And usually I do that first, interview them and see if it warrants an investigation, and if it does, we investigate their house.
Oh. That sounds pretty awesome.
That is amazing.
Every once in a while, my boyfriend will like think that something, because we just moved into a brand new apartment, so he thinks that there's something there. I don't know. I don't really see what he sees. So I don't know. Maybe it's like a haunting on my boyfriend.
Well, you know, we found, you know, strangely enough, that for some reason the men don't want to see things.
Oh, really?
You know, they're kind of in denial about it.
No way.
And it's usually the wife or the girlfriend will call and say, hey, there's something in my house.
Something going on.
And then I'll go meet the husband or boyfriend. He says, oh, no. There's nothing here. She's crazy, you know. And then I get him alone and say, look, come on, guy to guy, tell me.
Right, exactly.
Say, yeah, I see stuff all the time.
Now, I don't know. I don't know if my new apartment is, but.
Hey, you just moved in. You need goners. You need to come
over. Yeah, I guess
yeah,
so.
Yeah, well, come over.
Come check it out. All right, so Karen, we're going to take some calls right now at 860-464-1077 from some of the Jam 1077 listeners. And, you know, I want to just go over some of the subject matter that listeners can call in and ask you about.
Okay, so if anyone has some questions about their life that they want to know about, something that's really pressing on them, they can give a call in. And, you know, they've got to be kind of short answers because we're limited on time here.
Mm-hmm.
But if they want to know if there's something in their home, all right, that's another issue that I can address. I can pretty much read the energy through the airwaves. Doesn't have to be in person, of course, because we're here on radio. And also, if there's a dead relative that they're wanting to hear from, we can certainly go ahead and, you know, and address that too. So if you've had somebody that you've recently lost or somebody that was dear to you and you want to, you know, get a message from them, you can go ahead and jam up our lines because I'm sure that there's people that love people they've lost. And go ahead and call in and I'll see if I can get a message from your loved ones, okay, because this is the season.
Perfect. All right. 860-464-1077. Now is the time to get on the line with psychic medium Karen Hollis right now with Jam 1077. In studio right now is psychic medium Karen Hollis and the Goners Paranormal Team, Kurt Knapp. And you know, we're talking about all the great things that you guys are doing, including some TV work. And Paranormal Survivor is a show that that you folks are involved in, too?
Paranormal Survivor is coming up. It's a new series from a production company in Canada, which will have international distribution, where we portray one of our investigations. We are interviewed on video, and then they have actors reenact the scenes portraying us. And it's really pretty effective way to do it, and I know a lot of people have enjoyed our episodes on A Haunting. It's a very popular series in general.
And you do things locally, too. On the 24th of October this month, you said that you guys are going to be actually here in the state doing something in Hartford, you said?
We do. We had investigated the Isham Terry House and Museum, which is right next door to the Hartford Police Department. A lot of convenient free parking, by the way, for our show on October 24th. And it's part of the Connecticut Landmarks property, which used to be the Antiquarian Society of Connecticut. And they have asked us to investigate all 9 of their historic properties because they have suspected paranormal activity in almost every one of them. And that includes the Nathan Hale House.
That is amazing.
At the Isham Terry House on the 24th, we'll be presenting 2 shows, one at 7, one at 9. We'll be talking about what Goners does in general in investigations, the television shows we've been on. And we'll be doing a live reveal on our investigation on the Isham Terry House. So come on down and see us. You can get more information if you go to ctlandmarks.org or call Connecticut Landmarks.
You guys might have more information, too, on your Facebook page, correct?
We have a lot of information on our Facebook page. It's Ghosts of New England Research Society. You can also go to our website, which is www.ghostsofnewengland.org.
All right, we're going to get some calls going with psychic medium Karen Hollis right now. And if you want to call in and get a reading done, it's 860-464-1077, 860-464-1077. What would you like to know today?
Hi, can I get a reading?
You sure can. What's your name?
My name's Linda.
All right, Linda.
I wanted to know about my relationship.
Okay. All right, so Linda, this is Karen. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. All right. So, Linda, what I'm getting about this relationship is that it seems to me that you're kind of invested in this. Is that true? You're really interested in what this guy really feels for you?
Yes.
All right. Yeah. And he feels kind of elusive to you. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. My feeling about this is he's not really sure what he wants in his life. I mean, he cares about you a great deal, but it's like he's got other things he's got to accomplish first. And I feel like he's tried to tell you that, but kind of in a roundabout way so as not to hurt your feelings. Did you get that impression?
Yes.
Okay, all right. And also, I want to ask you, there is somebody by the name of either Jeff or there's a J name in your past. Who's the Jeff or J?
There's a Jeff who is just a friend.
Ah, okay, all right. So I picked up the Jeff that's just a friend. All right. So I wanted to make sure that wasn't the boyfriend. I sorry about that.
No.
I mean, out you there. I mean, wanted to make sure I wasn't getting that. Okay. So I mean, my feeling about this is, you know, you got to give the guy a little bit of time. All right. So my sense of all of this is that this is somewhat new. So explain to me like 6 or 7 months worth of kind of wondering if this is going to go anywhere.
Yes.
All right. And you know, I feel that he's really stung from a breakup. There was somebody that he was with for a little bit of a time, and there was some kind of cheating that was going on, or there was some kind of an issue. And so he's just not sure kind of what he wants. And I think you've got to give him some time to get over that. Can you confirm that for me?
Well, we've been together for 4 years.
Okay.
And we were together years before that. He was married, and I'm not sure the whole situation, but I think she might have been seeing someone else, but I'm not totally sure on that.
Yeah, I think that you know, that whole situation kind of broke him a little bit. And so I really feel that, you know, this man really cares for you. He really does. But it's just going to take a little bit of time, okay? So I do see you together in the future, and I think the future's bright for you. But I wouldn't push it, because the harder you push it, the faster he's going to run, okay?
Okay.
All right, so hang in there.
Thank you. In studio right now, psychic medium Karen Hollis, and we're going to go back to the phones and get another listener question this morning for Karen. What would you like to know this morning?
Hi, Karen. I'm interested in a reading on my health, my romance, and my location.
Okay. Can I have your name, please?
My name is Tom.
Hi, Tom. How are you? Okay.
I'm doing okay.
All right, good. So, Tom, I feel like this is like a big period of flux. Like everything is up in the air, and you feel like you're battling in every area of your life. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So, my sense of this is like in a holding period, So you've been hanging like this since June, it feels like. And so, it seems to me like there's big question marks around the job, and I feel like this is like either I go back and I retool or I decide what I'm going to do with work. Correct?
Yeah, I'm trying to decide whether or not to take a full-time position in my field or continue in private practice.
I would say to you that, continuing in private practice right now, money is going to continue to be really, really tight. If you can get a full-time position in the job, I would take it. I think the next opportunity for you is going to be in November.
Okay.
And I think that's going to give you a big lift, okay? That's my sense of it. When it comes to...
Do you have a location for that job?
I am being pulled out of Connecticut. I am being pulled more west and south of Connecticut. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it's North Carolina. I'm looking at Asheville, North Carolina.
Absolutely. I think that's going to be a much better location for you. So I feel like that's going to be much better. I also think that this relationship that you've been in has been going nowhere. And, you know, my sense of it is that it's all about this other person. And not to be negative, but I think that if you let go of that, if you just slowly just let it go, all right, and focus on where you're headed, you're going to be a much happier man.
Okay. How about my health, lastly?
All right. So let me take a quick look at that. See what I feel here. Always tired, like always just wrung out. It's all anxiety related. Is that true?
Yeah. I've recently been diagnosed with a thyroid condition.
Yeah. Really, really tired, you know. I would say to you, this is nervous anxiety about everything else in your life, but it's nothing that's chronic or nothing that's going to take you down. I think that when you make these changes and you just make some decisions, you're going to get a lot better, you know?
One last quick question. Why is your name so important to me?
Why is my name so
important? First name?
I feel like this is relative related, is what this is, that there's a relative that's related to you.
Well, I had a partner, Karen, who died of lung cancer 3 years ago.
Yeah. All right, so let me see what I can get off of that. If I can have a few more minutes, I'm going to beg the patience of the stars of this show, Brian and Pebbles, okay? All right, so give me 1 second, all right? Can you give me that Karen's birthday, if you would?
Yes, it was July 21st, 1947.
Okay, all right. So, you know, my sense of all of this is that, and I'm an evidential medium, so I want to give you absolutely something that that can't be refuted. My sense of your Karen is she keeps showing me what looks like a necklace that you gave her. It's a piece of jewelry that's really dear to her. And so explain to me what looks like, it looks like a heart or some type of it looks like a heart necklace or a piece of jewelry that's a necklace, a heart. And this person wore this like right to the bitter end, or she had it on. So explain that to me.
I gave her lots of jewelry, but I'm trying to remember if I gave her any hearts. I definitely gave her a very nice diamond ring one Christmas, but she was like a clothes horse and a jewelry maven. She loved her jewelry.
Yeah, it was a simple thing, though. You know what I'm saying? I mean, she really loved you, but that piece, that particular piece was important. Also, there's something about pearls around her, okay? Like there's something with a pearl in it that I feel like was something that was really important. And she just tells me that your constant support of her. Also, if you can explain to me, I feel like my right side is really compromised during this health issue. So her right hand, her right arm, her right side. Can you confirm that for me? Because she keeps talking about you being there.
Yeah, she had carpal tunnel, and the cancer spread from her left lung to her right lung before she passed.
I'm so sorry, honey. I know you took really good care of her. And so, I mean, I get that this woman is all around you. She sends her love to you. And what you need is somebody who's giving back to you as much as you're giving to them. Also, I get the name Julie around you. Who is Julie or Julia? Jay?
Julia is my goddaughter.
Ah, okay. So this is like love to the goddaughter, all right, from her, from Karen?
Okay.
All right. So anyway, God bless. And, you know, if you need to see me, you can go to readingsbykaren.com, and you can see all about me, okay?
Thank you so much, Karen.
All right, you're very welcome.
We're going to go back to the phones right now. Second medium, Karen Hollis, what would you like to know today?
Hi, I just want to know if me and my son's relationship's going to get better.
Okay, and what's your name, darling?
Jaylen.
Say it again, please.
Jaylen.
Okay. So it shows like a lot of emotional self-sacrifice on your part, Mom, you know? And I get your son as in the real adolescent stages, but no older than 22 years old. So explain to me how old your son is, please.
He's 18.
Okay, right. All right. So I keep getting 22 is the magic number, okay, for this relationship to, like, completely turn around. I know that feels like forever, Mom, but he will. I mean, it will get better. It's just right now he's angry about, I feel like, a male figure in his life or lack of a male figure in his life. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay. So, you know, you're holding the line. You're doing what you need to do to help him, and he just doesn't like it right now. But yes, your relationship with him will get better, okay? It will. He wants to separate from you in terms of working with you to do anything. So it's like if you ask him to do something, he says no. Is that correct?
Yeah.
All right. So no working partnerships with the son. Explain to me either addiction or chaos that you're worried about.
Oh, everything's just a mess.
I know. All right. So, I mean, I see the chaos surrounding him, all right? You know, I think that, you know, asking him why he's doing this, he doesn't really know. So I know that you've asked him, like, why are you doing this? What's up with that? He doesn't know. And so best way to handle this is to just be able to be with him, even in the space if he's not talking to you. Because I feel like the son that you knew, he's really a sensitive kid, he's going to be back.
Okay.
So it is going to get better. What have you tried, darling? Have you tried talking to him?
I've tried everything.
Have
yeah.
You?
the point we're at now is the only... We got in an argument the other day, and, you know, he told me he doesn't want anything to do with me. And he says it has to do with things that's happened with his girlfriend and me when he was younger. But I make sure I text him every night, good night, I love you. I still try to put myself out there.
You know what, Mom? You just got to put yourself out there for him. He's going to come back. He's still your son. And you know what? It's okay. That's an excuse. He's just pushing your buttons based on that one little thing. And here's the thing. It doesn't seem little to him, but that's just an excuse. He's going to be back. Just keep putting yourself out there. Your mantra is, you're my son, and I love you very much. And he'll be back, okay?
Okay.
It's not going to take all that long. But, you know, your job is to just love him. That's all. And he will be back. I feel that if you hadn't pushed back on the girlfriend, we would have had a lot more legal issues going on. And you were afraid of that, weren't you?
Yes.
Yeah, I know. All right, so anyway, so that's what I think, all right? God bless.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
822 at Jam 107.7 here with the Gonner's Paranormal Team and psychic medium Karen Hollis. We're taking your calls right now at 860-464-1077. What would you like to know this morning?
I have a great question for you. My mom passed away 3 years ago from alcoholism, and I had to make a lot of medical decisions, and I just wanted to know if everything that I did for her was okay. Because at the time, she couldn't speak, and she couldn't tell me what she wanted, so I tried to make the best decisions that I thought she would want to make, and that weighs heavily on my mind.
Yeah, sure, of course, I can understand. Give me your name, dear.
My name is Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. You know, for all the listeners out there, this is an excellent question, and before I go ahead and answer it for you, I want to tell you that, you know, whatever decisions you make out of love, no matter what they are, you made the best decisions that you could possibly make for your loved one. This is, as a medium, as a psychic medium, this is like the number one asked question that I get all the time is, did I make the right decisions? And I can tell you most certainly, the reason you're asking this is your mom, I don't want to call her controlling, but she kind of kept her life under control, didn't she?
She sort of. I like to say she was kind of out of control. She was an alcoholic for many years.
Right.
And that's like another part of my question. She was homeless for a really long time, and I just want to know if she was okay with the way I treated her.
Well,
I thought I did the best, but...
All right, so give me her first name again, please.
Her first name is Penny.
Penny, okay, all right. Your mom comes across as, when she went through the homeless phase... This is your, because I kept getting control, 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 all right? Like, you're not going to control me, all right? And so,
that's right.
But, right, so your mom railed against everyone controlling her. But this is not your fault. This stems all the way back to her father, okay, and her parents. Are you aware of that? This is what she tells me.
A little bit.
Okay. So this is what she tells me. It goes all the way back. So in answer to your question... you were trying to give her some tough love. Like, you were trying to get her off the street, get her to understand what she was doing to your, you know, her life, get her to understand that if she continued down this road, this is what was going to happen to her. And so, you know, you were doing the best you could is what she's giving me, all right? So she does understand why you did what you did. And in the moment, it felt like the only option. You were being told by experts that this is what you needed to do is what she tells me. Is that correct?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Right. So she understands that now, okay? She understands that you were dealing with this knowledge from other people and that you were really torn in your heart, because she gives me a heart, like, torn in half. Like, one part of you wants to take her in, and the other part of you knows that if you do, she'll never leave and she'll never straighten up. And she takes full responsibility for that is what she's given me, you know? I also got, like, a wound on her hand, or there was a wound on her and it wouldn't heal. Is that true?
No, that was me.
Oh, okay. Is that recently, dear?
No, ma'am. That was when I was a teenager.
Oh, okay. All right. So she talks about that wound, okay, on you, that she felt like she was a wound that wouldn't heal, all right? And she uses that analogy, okay, for the relationship, and she wants that to heal, all right? So she wants you to know that you did the best you could and stop beating yourself up for that, all right?
I do that all the time.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, you know, and she goes back to, like, we all did the best we could. I also got the name Scott around all of this, but I don't understand who Scott is. Who is that?
I don't know. I have a whole side of the family that I don't know.
All right. Also, is somebody named Dan or Daniel? Danny? Who's that?
Yes, my uncle.
Okay. So so this would have been somebody that she knew, right?
Yep.
All right. And he's passed on, yes?
My uncle Dan, no. He just got diagnosed with Alzheimer's.
All right. She knows about that, all right? So I just heard, please give my love to Dan, all right? And you need to know that. So she's still up on everything that's happening in the family. And this is loving you very much, all right? And to let the guilt go, because she's all around you, all right? And I know Perfect. This is really hard on you. Also, she keeps showing me three, and I don't know if this is three grandchildren, because she gives
yes.
me, yeah, three. So she knows about all the grandkids. And so when she was alive, there was two, and you just had one, or is it, she keeps giving me two and then one.
I had my son when she passed away, and I was trying for another baby, and I had lost one.
Ah, I see. Okay, so she knows you lost one. And she, again, she's telling me, like, sending you love from her heart, knowing that you lost that baby. So, you know, your mom is healed in spirit, darling. She's not hurting anymore. And she's the mom you always wanted her to be. So she keeps giving me together again. All right. Also, explain to me cheesecake. Is this like one of your favorite things or hers?
My mom loves cheesecake.
Yeah, cheesecake. Okay, so that's your key word to know that this is absolutely your mom, okay? And so she wants you to know that, you know, it's all good. All right?
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Anytime. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
8:38 with Nico and Vince on Jam 107.7. It's Brian Ram and Pebbles. And, you know, we got to take a couple of minutes here to thank both Karen Hollis for coming in and doing some readings for the last hour or so for our listeners. That's fantastic. And thank you so much for doing that, Karen. And how can our listeners get more information about what you do to get more information, get readings done? And you can do them over the phone or via Skype or a bunch of different ways, too.
Sure. If people want to know more about me, they can go to www.readingsbykaren.com, or they can connect with me off of my Facebook business page, which is Readings by Karen. And you can just click like, which would be fabulous. Or you can go to our Goners page, which is Ghosts of New England, which is .org. And we also have a Facebook page for the Goners, which is Ghosts of New England. So you can connect with me in many, many different ways. And I'm in my office Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday full time. So they can also take a look at what those private readings are. So for all of you callers who didn't get in today, there are private readings that are available. Also, I'll be doing special events called Talking to Heaven. And these are special events somewhat like what John Edward used to do with Crossing Over and or Teresa Caputo, where I'll be reading people's loved ones from the audience. And that's going to be coming up in the springtime. So stay tuned for that.
Excellent. And, you know, I want to talk quickly about the Dark Manor event that's coming up on the 16th of October from 8 to 11. Pebbles is going to be there.
Yeah.
You will be there as well. Goners will be there. And basically, if you come in, it's a question and answer session, too, on if you think the house that you live in is haunted or the place that you live is haunted. Bring pictures in. Ask questions. It's going to be a fun night at Dark Manor again on the 16th from 8 to 11.
Yeah, I'm really jazzed. I'm looking forward to that. And I would love to interact with any of your listeners about what's going on in their homes. Because there's quite a bit of haunting here in Connecticut, our historic past, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. Thanks, Karen. Kurt, thank you so much for coming in this morning. We appreciate it. It's 8:41 right now at GM 107.7.